outrage over higher mortgage fees. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has made his 2024 White House run decision. He will not run. And according to him, he will not run this year. Leaving it kind of open that he may still run for the White House down the road. Police report several possible sightings of the Texas shooter, yet no solid leads yet. And now they're saying, now the FBI is coming out and saying last hour that they believe he may have fled back to Mexico. Remember, he's been deported 4 times. And so he's very familiar with coming and going across the border. And so they believe now he may have fled to Mexico. 1,500 active duty troops are planned for Border Patrol as Title 42 expires next week. That is your top three stories. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we've got here, there's a story that started off as, a story about, well, it started off in California, where they were going to try to pass a bill that was going to increase fees for people who had good credit. And what has happened is basically that proposal has made it to the federal level, where the Federal Housing Finance Agency announced that it would increase the loan level price adjustment fees for mortgage borrowers with higher credit scores. They'll keep the fees lower for those with lower credit scores. Director Sandra Thompson said the plan will, quote, advance their mission of facilitating equitable and sustainable access to homeownership, end quote. In other words, in their mind, people with good credit are taking up all the houses. There's no houses left for all the people with the bad credit. And so in their mind, they're saying, well, we got to go ahead and get rid or make it more difficult for people with good credit to get a loan for a house, get a mortgage. So the way they're doing that is increasing the fees. And so I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I've had a lot of people texting about this, very upset over it. Some people were concerned that they thought that that meant that their current mortgage was going to increase. These are the fees for closing. It should be just the fees at closing cost. But still, I think it's the idea behind it. The idea that they're trying to make it to where, I mean, just it's this whole redistribution of wealth kind of mentality. Even though this is not redistributing wealth, it is something saying, hey, if you have good credit, you must make good money. So we want the houses to go to people who don't make good money. And so in order to do that, we have to oppress you. That's essentially what they're saying. We have to oppress you in order to get that to happen. Let's get traffic on the fives of Grace DeWolf.
No major slowdowns to report. We have some typical afternoon traffic that's going to be if you're heading towards Navarre from Windhaven Beach. But other than that, we're looking good. See someone else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Grace DeWolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So going on here once again. So how will this really affect the housing market? The thing is it's not like people with lower income lower credit scores are getting beat out on homes with people with higher credit scores. In some cases that might be, because if somebody with a higher credit score can have a they could have a like a pre-approval letter already done with showing that they've got X amount of dollars down, they're already pre-approved at this really good interest rate, you know, things like that. Well, then that could help. But oftentimes that's not what's going on. That's not why someone with a lower credit score isn't getting the house. It's like, oh man, I was gonna buy that house, but somebody came in with a better credit score than me and swooped it up. That's not what's happening. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to use this mentality of like, well, but if we can just reduce the competition by increasing fees at closing, then that will make it to where they will not be interested in buying houses. And so therefore there's not competition. So this kind of goes with the idea that basically the reason why it's basically with the idea that they think that we're still in a seller's market. And if we're still in a seller's market, then let's cut out the competition. But what if we're not in a seller's market? What if we're in a balanced market, which is what it appears we are kind of nationwide now? Well, then in that case, you're just punishing people with better credit scores for literally no reason. And there's really no reason to cut them out anyway. Because like I said, very rarely is somebody not able to buy a house because, oh man, that other guy over there has a better credit score than me. That's not a determining factor. Like when you're putting an offer in for a house, you're like, hey, I'll offer you this much. And then Joe Blow comes over and goes, well, I'll offer you this much. And it's not like the seller goes, well, show me your guys' credit scores. And I'll see which one has the better credit score. And that's the one I'll sell to. I've never heard of that happening. I've been in real estate for a very long time. Never heard of that happening ever. So this is just one of these other abstract things that you get from Democrats sometimes who are trying to control the market. Stop trying to control the market. That's the problem. Every time you try to control the market, it backfires in some way. So I was talking to somebody else who's saying, well, look, I'm going to be punished. We got to pay a lot more because we did a good job of controlling our credit. Yeah, in some ways, but also it's not a huge fee compared to what it was before in the past. And here's the other thing. Just because, so first of all, there is going to be this fee and there's going to be lower fees with people with lower credit scores. However, you still need to have quite a bit of money for a down payment. And with housing prices have shot up 40% over the past 2 to 3 years, that means the down payment that's needed to buy a house has gone up dramatically as well. And many of the people with lower credit scores, the reason why they have a low credit score is because they don't make enough money to pay their bills, much less raise tens of thousands of dollars for a down payment. So once again, this is kind of this broken mentality. Like you want to have people with lower credit scores be able to get into housing. So you think you're going to punish those who have higher credit scores, but you still haven't really addressed the real problem, which is the people with lower credit scores don't make enough money to buy the house. They don't have the down payment. They might not even have the amount needed to cover the mortgage in some state, in some areas. So this is like this broken mentality again. There's so many things wrong with this. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from, we'll do top trending news right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bands on the Beach coming up here in about 30 minutes over at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And taking the stage tonight is Jesse Ritter. Jesse Ritter is now based out of Nashville, but is from the Panhandle area from Northwest Florida. She's a singer and songwriter. Has a heartfelt brand of country with a breezy romantic feel and plenty of charm. So you can check her out at Bands on the Beach tonight, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the White House plans to spend an extra 1,500 active duty troops to the southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring next week. CNN reports the Biden administration is expecting an influx of migrants when the pandemic-era immigration rule ends. Cash App founder Bob Lee's autopsy shows he was stabbed in the heart and lung. The toxicology report from the San Francisco Medical Examiner's Office shows he had cocaine, ketamine, and alcohol in his system at the time, but they were not a factor in his death. More than 250 Democratic Congress members are urging the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to reverse a ruling suspending FDA approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. In a brief, lawmakers argue the Texas federal judge's decision poses a serious health risk to pregnant women and threatens access to other FDA-approved medications. And on Fox News, just moments ago, hearing from Congressman Matt Gaetz over the legislation that he, along with AOC, teamed up on. It's called the Restoring Faith in Government Act.
Mm-hmm. This congressional stock trading has all of the fairness of like a Leah Thomas swimming competition, and I think we should put an end to it.
Nice little zing there from the congressman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. And, you know, I've used to talk about this a lot, the idea that basically members of Congress can get away with insider trading.
Yeah.
They can be sitting on a panel. They can sit in, they can own stock in a company, sit on a panel, and approve legislation or approve rules that may or may not benefit the company that they own stock in. And
yeah.
So the next thing you know, they're shorting stock because they're like, "Yeah, we're about to pass this thing. It's going to really hurt that industry," you know, or whatever it might be. And it's just been going on like that for eons. And you know, I've brought this up before. When you look at it, you look at the number of members of Congress who get into Congress basically not really that wealthy, but after just 5 or 6 years in Congress, all of a sudden their net worth is millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, it's how does that happen?
Well, you know, so, I mean, somebody that, you know, sits on, let's say, I don't know, the National Aviation Transportation Safety Board or whatever.
Right.
All of a sudden gets wind that Boeing is about to purchase X number of airplanes for their fleet. And, hey, look out. I just bought 300,000 shares worth of Boeing stock as soon as I left the meeting. Huh?
Yeah, as soon as I left the meeting.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. That kind of thing. It's just crazy. So I agree with both of them here. And I like the bipartisan effort. Don't know if they're going to get the rest of Congress to support them in it.
Yeah.
But I do like their approach, at least. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
We still have some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be at Avalon Boulevard. We had an accident there a little while ago. Still seeing some slowdowns right at the exit if you are getting off at Avalon Boulevard, again, heading in the eastbound direction. Other than that, if you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-226-1111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, we've got Bobby's Brain Teases for you on News Radio 92.3. It's cold right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. We're just talking about the new rule that would increase fees for those with higher credit. Bobby, we have more than a dozen children. We have always had good credit, even though we lived in a single income. It's ridiculous to think that just because we have good credit means we're rich, because we're not. We just didn't spend more than we had, and we paid everything off that we borrowed. Pretty simple. We were considered low income when all the kids were at home. Amen to that. Thank you very much for sharing that. I appreciate it.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
If you're driving 60 miles per hour and you sneeze, your eyes are closed for about 50 feet. I was actually talking to a friend of mine the other day on the phone, and they sneezed. And it was a loud, like a wildly loud sneeze. And I'm like, whoa, down there. And they go, sorry, it was so loud. I was trying to sneeze with my eyes open. I'm like, that's impossible. They're like, no, I do it all the time when I'm driving. I'm like, no, it's impossible. Like, I would have a brain aneurysm. Something like that happened. All right. There's 40 different ingredients in McDonald's Chicken McNugget. McDonald's Chicken McNugget has 40 different ingredients. I don't think we should be eating that. Manute Bol was 7'7". He's the only NBA player in history with more block shots than points.
I'm dancing with myself.
News Radio 92.3. You can text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up here in a few minutes after our sports hit, we'll have your daily dad joke and today's sign of the apocalypse. So stick around for those top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. The Virginia governor, Glenn Youngkin, has made his decision about running for the White House in 2024. His decision is not this year. Police have reported several possible sightings of the Texas shooter that shot his neighbors yesterday. Now the FBI is coming out and saying they believe he may have fled to Mexico. If you recall, he's the individual who's been deported four times in the past. So he's used to coming across the border and pretty quickly. And it's just he's just in Houston area, so it's not that far away, really. And then 1,500 active duty troops are planned to go down to the Border Patrol. They're going to be working in administrative roles, not law enforcement roles. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is underway right now. Miami Heat are playing the Knicks. The Knicks lead 13-10. This game is on TNT, and the Jimmy Butler has been ruled out for this game due to an ankle injury. Coming up tonight on TNT, you got the Lakers against the Golden State Warriors. So LeBron James against Steph Curry, and Steph Curry's been lighting it up. He's just been playing dominantly. But that game will be on at 9 o'clock tonight on TNT. NHL is on ESPN. In fact, the Florida Panthers lead the Toronto Maple Leafs right now 1-0 with basically the end of the first period. And then when that game's over on ESPN, you have the Seattle Kraken playing the Dallas Stars. Major League Baseball, you've got the Atlanta Braves are playing the Miami Marlins. Now, the last series they had against each other last week, the Marlins actually did really good against the Braves. Right now, the Braves lead 2-0, top of the fifth inning. Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Pirates. It's the bottom of the fourth and still scoreless. Also, in some other games that are going on right now, the Mets and the Tigers are still scoreless in the first inning. Cubs and Washington Nationals are scoreless. Yankees and Cleveland Guardians are scoreless. Twins against the White Sox are scoreless. The Red Sox are leading the Toronto Blue Jays 1-0, top of the third inning. This game is on TBS. And then these games just started. The Orioles against the Royals and the Angels against the St. Louis Cardinals. Coming up tonight at 9:10, it's the Phillies against the Dodgers on ESPN+. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. No slowdowns to report. Everything's looking good. But if you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. There is a breaking news in the NBA. Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers has won his first MVP, beating out Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I already mentioned that Miami Heat's Jimmy Butler is ruled out for game two. The Heat are down by 5 points now in that game against the Knicks. Ex-Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs has pled guilty in a fatal DUI case. And his plea deal will still get him 3 to 10 years in prison. This is when he had a DUI case. He was driving 156 miles an hour drunk. Wow. College football playoffs has January 1st triple headers in 2024 and 2025 seasons, as they've unveiled more information about what the expanded college football playoffs will look like. And into the NFL, the Green Bay Packers no longer have Aaron Rodgers, so they've signed their backup quarterback, Jordan Love, who's I guess now the starting quarterback, to a one-year, $22.5 million contract extension. So not showing a whole lot of faith in him there, but give him only one-year deal, but we'll see how it goes. That is your sports hit. Pensacola right now is Bobby Ross. This is your daily dad joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
All right, I got a couple here for you. One that's shared by one of you, and then another one I found. I asked a friend, Sam, to sing a song about iPhone, and then Sam sung. And then Sam sung? Okay. My friend Joe went on the Dolly Parton diet. It made Jolene. Okay. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. So today's sign of the apocalypse comes out of New York City. New York City has had 4,500 car thefts so far this year already alone. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Mayor Eric Adams, who basically got elected on the promise that he's going to crack down on crime, has a new effort that they're doing to try to slow down the car thefts. They're going to hand out free Apple AirTag trackers. Oh. He called the GPS tracking devices a really amazing piece of ingenuity. And he's had a nonprofit that's donated 500 of the gadgets, and they're going to be divvying them out in the Bronx, which has been particularly hit hard by the carjacking surge. And so he says, this is Mayor Adams, this simple device, the simple AirTag, hidden in a car location that a person is not aware of, is an excellent tracking device. It's easy to monitor. You can see in real time where your vehicle is located. Okay. So two things here. One is like they have to resort to AirTag. They're having so many car thefts. They're trying to figure out what they can do, and they have to give car trackers. Okay. But second of all, I actually shared a story just a few months ago about how I went and picked up a car for somebody, and next thing you know, I get an alert on my phone that says I'm being tracked by an Apple AirTag. And so if somebody's stealing the vehicle, they're going to get that alert. They're going to get alert that you're being tracked by an Apple AirTag. Now, you might think, okay, so what? They're wanting to steal the vehicle anyway. What do they care? Well, because it actually popped up and says, you're being tracked by an Apple AirTag. Don't worry. It may be borrowed something from somebody or whatever. But if you want to disable the AirTag, click here. Look, I like the Apple AirTag. Ever since that happened, I got an Apple AirTag. I put it in my kids' backpacks at school and things like that. I love it now. Now I'm able to see where she's at all times. If she doesn't have her phone with her, I'm able to track her in other ways. I've really enjoyed the AirTag. I think it is a tremendous device for you to track different things. But if somebody's stealing my car and they get a notice on their phone in a few minutes that says you're being tracked by Apple AirTag, would you like to disable it? What do you think they're going to do? So basically, they're giving away 500 AirTags that are going to be disabled the moment somebody steals the vehicle. I just don't get this mentality coming from New York City. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Radio 92.3. Got traffic on the flies coming up here in about a minute and a half. Right now, let's go to Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe.
Bobby, the White House plans to send an extra 1,500 active duty troops to the southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring next week. The Biden administration is expecting an influx of migrants when the pandemic era immigration rule ends. Bud Light sales keep getting worse after its partnership with transgender social media star Dylan Mulvaney. The latest figures show a 21% drop, a 26% drop in cases sold, which a prominent alcoholic beverage consultant says it shows Bud Light's core customers are ditching the brand. A former Las Vegas Raider and Alabama football player will spend up to 10 years in prison. Henry Ruggs III will reach a plea deal with prosecutors in the case of a deadly crash back in 2021. And Guardians 3 is set to end the Super Mario Brothers' first place run of the box office. The film is projected to make between $110 and $118 million in its debut weekend, Bobby.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people who are extremely interested in going checking this film out. So I imagine this would be the one that would break Super Mario Brothers streak they've been having going on. It's another one of those that's going to be sold out all over the place and probably get multiple viewings.
This is the as I'm thinking back on the history here, this is the first weekend of May. Like, this is like a traditional Avengers release.
Yeah.
So
yep. This is the traditional Avengers release, and it's kind of starting to get close to the summer releases.
Yeah.
To get, you know, kind of early start to the summer type of thing. So good. I'm looking forward to it. And there's already been a lot of spoilers out there, unfortunately, but I'm still looking forward to checking it out. Gracie, what you got going on with traffic on the fives?
Roadways are looking good right now. No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as 29. If you see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much. Four practical things that you can have ChatGPT do for you. This is this new artificial intelligence program that is out there. Now, I'll say I haven't been using ChatGPT so much anymore. I did a little test on the air, live on the air one time with it. Thought it was interesting. Since then, I got invited to be one of the beta users for Bard, which is Google's version of artificial intelligence. It's their version of ChatGPT. And so I've been using that quite a bit, testing it out. And I got to say, I like it. I am finding ways that I'm able to use it to help me be more productive and be efficient. But here's some things that users say that non-techie people can do with ChatGPT. Anything with math. If you need to figure out a percentage, if you need to figure out some sort of math equation or anything like that, convert a time zone from here to the time in London, it can do that. So, and it'll handle that conversion very quickly. So anything involving with math, I thought this was an interesting one. I have not done this one yet, but sounds interesting. Explain complex topics in simple metaphors. So if you want to understand blockchain technology or quantitative easing or any kind of like bigger complex topic, then all you do is ask ChatGPT to explain it like I'm five. And then it will use simple metaphors to help explain it. I'm going to have to try that one out. That sounds kind of cool. It can write emails for you. ChatGPT can write the first draft of an email. There are good email tools out there to help you prompt ChatGPT on how you want to respond to different emails. I've actually not done that with emails, but I've done it with some other things where I will get ChatGPT to start some sort of topic for me, to give me a rough draft, and then I'll go in and tweak it. I've actually done it with blog posts. I've done it with a bunch of different things. So I'm not using ChatGPT. I'm using Bard, but same thing, artificial intelligence. And finally, summarize long documents. ChatGPT can read long reports for you and give you a summary. So just like having an intern, just an artificial intelligence that will summarize it for you. So I thought that was kind of cool. President Joe Biden in hot water again for his pie hole. This guy. He was, there was a White House event celebrating the Islamic holiday Eid al-Fitr. And during the incident, he got interrupted. Kind of moved forward, just didn't let that bother him. Just kept going. But then he got interrupted a second time. In which case, he turned to the individual and asked if he wanted to make the speech. Then he derisively mimicked in a southern accent, "Hush up, boy," as my mother would say. Yeah, he just told this Muslim man to hush up, boy, in a southern accent, which has gotten him under fire for his past racist type remarks that he's had. Once again, I've stated this so many times. If he was held under the same microscope by the mainstream media that Trump was, that DeSantis is, that George W. Bush was, this guy would be excoriated. There's no way he'd be running for re-election if he's held under the same microscope. Did you see ABC News covering this? Fox News even? CNN? Not too many. No. But that would be, if that was Trump or DeSantis, man, you got to believe that would have been top news right there. CNN's, speaking of which, has the top 10 seats most likely to flip in 2024. And one of those seats, Senator Rick Scott from here in Florida. They think his approach on Medicare and revising Social Security makes him vulnerable. I don't think so, but we'll see.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton.